Chasashon. V'alkein, and therefore, one of the most outstanding tefillos that a Jew says in his life, in the Hallel, what do we say there? Ono mevakshim, we beg Hashem, loy lano, Hashem, loy lano. Hashem, not for me, not for my honor, not for my respect. Ki l'shimcha ten kavoy. Hashem, bring honor to your name. I'm not looking to bring honor to me, to my name. I want Hashem, do it for your honor, for your honor. Lift up the Jewish people. Ki onu mevatlim atzmeinu v'yeshusenu. When we say that, we're nullifying ourselves. We're saying that we're nothing. Bechinas lonu shehu yeshusenu. The we. We're taking the we and putting it in the garbage. Rak onu mevakshim l'shimcha ten kovod. Hashem, give honor to your name. Shekol hakovod yeh nechzar v'yoshuv l'shmo yisporah. That all the honor and respect and glory should be returned to Hashem's name. Shehu bechinas Hashem hu hu Elokim, which is the concept of the unification of Hashem and Elokim. Shehu shemole, that's the whole name of Hashem. When Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim unite, which is the Shem Yaboik. Shali deze yizgale kim eloi chol aretz kavoidoi. That leads to the realization that Hashem's kavoid is everywhere. I've mentioned this before. I'm almost sure the Baal Shem Tov says there's a Gemara in Chulin where the Gemara says Godol haneemar b'Moshe Rabbeinu yoser mima shenemar etzel Avraham Avinu and David HaMelech. That what's written about Moshe Rabbeinu is far greater than what's written about Avraham Avinu and David HaMelech. What is it? The Gemara says, by Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu expressed how low he felt and how unworthy he was, he said, "Va'onoichi ofor vo'efer, I am dust and ashes." When he was pleading the case for Sdoim, he wanted Hashem to forgive, you know, to not to destroy the city of Sdoim. He said, "Hashem, I'm afraid to ask because what am I? I'm dust and ashes." Dovra Melech said, "Va'onoichi toilas v'loyish." Hashem, I'm a worm. I'm not a person. I'm a worm. The Gemara says, but Moshe Rabbeinu was much different than them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'nachnu mo, we are nothing." When he spoke about himself and his brother Aaron HaKohen, when the Jews were fighting against them, he said, "Who are you fighting against? We're nothing." So the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh asks, "That's what the Gemara is making a big deal about? That Avraham Avinu and Dovid HaMelech?" They didn't say anything. Moshe Rabbeinu said something fantastic. How much of a difference is there by saying I'm a worm, or saying I'm dust and ashes, or somebody saying I'm nothing? What's the big deal? That's what makes Moshe Rabbeinu so great. Where's the so great? So the Baal Shem Tov said people don't know how to read that Gemara. They don't know what to underline. The Gemara isn't, the main issue in the Gemara there isn't that he said worm and he said dust and ashes and he said nothing. The main issue is that by them, they still use the word I. Avraham Avinu said Anoichi, I. Dovid HaMelech said Ani. Avraham Avinu said V'Anoichi Ofo Vefer. And Dovid HaMelech said, I am a worm. He also used the term Anoichi or Ani. Whereas the Baal Shem Tov said, what was different about Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't bring the word I out of his lips like. There was no such thing as I by Moshe Rabbeinu. Even when he was expressing his nothingness, he said we. Because he wouldn't even say, I'm nothing. He said, my brother Aaron, we're nothing. In other words, he couldn't speak about himself in singular terms. That's how humble he was. That's how nothingness he was. And this is the point that Rav Nosson Zal is making here, that if this is what the greatest tzaddik of all time, if this is what he thought of himself, and this is how he conducted himself, what should we say? And we need to know that anybody that wants to be attached to that tzaddik and plug into that tzaddik, the minimum that's expected from the person is at least that. You did many sins, you're doing all kinds of things, nutty and crazy. It's not nice, it's not good. But heaven help you if you're looking for respect also. If on top of all your mistakes and all your shenanigans, on top of all that you want respect also, you have no place by the tzaddik. There is no way in the world you'll be able to be attached to the tzaddik. Number one, you'll be repelled. And not only that, chas v'shalom, you'll find yourself in bad company. You'll find yourself with those people who are attacking the tzaddik, who are making fun of the tzaddik. That's how dangerous it is. Ayin hey. V'zeh b'chinas birchas hazimun shetiknu rak b'birchas hamozlin levad. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the concept of a mezuman, which we find only when it comes to birchas hamozlin do we have this concept of a mezuman. Shekishishloisho ichlin yachat tzrichin lezamein. That if three people eat together, they have to have zimun. They have to make a special statement of preparing to bench. Shetzorech hamavorech loimer lashnoim shereitzim levorech. The one who's going to be leading the zimun says to the other two, Rabosai mirvilin benchen, Rabotai nevarech, we want a bench. Shezehu ikr birchas hazimun. And that's the main statement of the zimun. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki machma shebishasu achilo hu ikr heoras harotzen kanal. As we explained earlier, when a person is eating, that's the main time of heoras harotzen. Shezeo bechinas mitzvas birchas hamozin kanal kedei lahamshich oras harotzen hamuflog shebishas achilo bediburim shem diburi habrochei shel birchas hamozin kanal, whereby we want to try to draw upon ourselves the heoras harotzen, which comes especially through dibur, and it's the diburim of birchas hamozin that draw it upon us. Al kein tiknu shekishishloishoish oichlem biyachad oz yosifu lezameim. That's why the Chachamim made a takono that when three people eat together, there should be this zimun. Ki ikar birchas hazimun hu bechina seoras harotzin. Shoimrim koinim birchas hamozin shanu roitzin levorech. Rav Nosson Zal wants to show us now, what do we accentuate? What's the most important word and the most important concept in the hazmona? Raboisai mir vilin benchen. We want to be... Anachnu rotzim levarech. In most sidurim, it just says rabotai nevarech, but they're missing the very, 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 very critical piece. In Yiddish, you say raboisai mirvelin benchen. Even though some people will see in sidurim that they write mirvelin benchen. In Yiddish, the word vel means we will bench. Mirvelin benchen is we want to bench. And the key word here is want, the rotzoin, heoras harotzoin. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shoimrim kodem samozin shanu roitzim levorech, kemoi shoimrim nevorech shechalnu mishaloi, let us bless the one whom eat from. Vo'oid hinigu razal lohisif loimar mikoidim beloshin laz, and our rabbis added before the words nevorech shechalnu mishaloi, raboisai mir vilin benchen. We want to bench. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Pekach einecho ato hamayin. Open your eyes, you who are reading these words. Ure'e miflois Hashem. And look at the wonders of Hashem. Ech chazal beruach kodsham tiknu hakoil al haseder. How our rabbis, with their ruach hakodesh, it put everything in place perfectly. Shedaika b'mitzvah birchas hamozoin tiknu zois lezamein shoimer nevorech. That bedavka by the mitzvah of birchas hamozoin, that's where they included this concept of getting ready to bench. Ulohoi sefoid mikoidem loimar diburei horotzoin hamuflog hanal bepe mole. And they established the fact that before you start benching, you express these words, which express your urge and desire to come close to Hashem, that rotzoin. And you say it verbally, she'oimrim mirvilin benchen, we want to bench. V'chol zeh machmas she'ikir horas harotzonu b'sha'asu achila kanal. And this is based on the Torah and Likutei Moran that we've been learning, that this whole halacha is based on, where Rabbeinu Zal establishes there that the most important time of heoras harotzon is when a person is eating. Al kein oz daiko tiknu birchas hazimun v'loimar diburei rotzon b'feirush. That's why the Chachomim established this concept of zimun bedavka by birchas hamozoin. And there where we say these extraordinary words, these extra special words expressing our desire. Ki ze ikr birchas hazimun shachar o'achilo shehu hizgalus bepeh heoras harotzen hamuflog hameir b'shas achilo daiko. Because that's the whole punchline of the zimun. The punchline of the Zimun is expressing verbally the words that we want. And that's the culmination. And we do that after we finish eating. That's where we're expressing verbally the awesome He'oras HaRotzayim, which we believe was shining during the time of the eating. While a person is eating is the Tshas He'oras HaRotzayim. When he completes his eating, he verbalizes it in the words Raboisai Mir Vilim. Raboisai, we want. What do we want? We want Hashem. We want to come close to Hashem. Ayin Vov, V'alkein Tiknu Birchas HaZimun B'Shloisha Dafka. And this is why the rabbis established the law of Zimun with a minimum of three people. Ki Iker He'oras HaRotzayim B'Shas Achilo Nimshach HaYidei Kloli Yisrael Lo Maisanal. Because we learned earlier that when can there be a Horas HaRotzayim? When there's a unification of the worlds. Upper, lower, coming together. Sheheim Gimel Bechinois. And that's Bedavka 3. It's an aspect of 3. Sheheim Horas Dore Malo, V'Horas Dore Mato, Uklusam Yachad. You have the upper shining into the upper worlds, shining into the lower worlds, and uniting them both together. Shezeh Bechinas Sholosh Kedushois. That's why we say Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. Ukedimetargim, as the Targum says, Kadesh b'shmei meroi mo'ilo, Kadesh upwards, b'chinas kedusha asoras dori malo, that's the concept of shining Hashem's light into the people who are on a high level. And then you have b'chinas kedusha, then you have kadesh al ara, oiva gevurte, kadesh to the land, to ala oretz, b'chinas kedusha asoras dori mato, that's for the lower levels. And then we say kadesh lo'olam olmayo, Zebachinas Kedushas Klulusam Yachad. That's the Kedusha that's associated with the unification of upper and lower. Sheze Iker Shlemus Hagdusha, Lekoilolam Yachad Zeboze. That's when the Kedusha is Bishlemus, when a person unites upper and lower. Shaideze Daiko Mispashet Umeir Mizgalak Dushosis Bora Bechol Hoilomois, Loel Meadul Netzach Netzochim. That's what makes the greatness of Hashem, the holiness of Hashem, be revealed and broadcasted over all the worlds for eternity. And right after that, we say these words. Because the first step that the tzaddik does is that he binds the upper worlds and the lower worlds together by being mekadesh Hashem, upwards, downwards, and uniting them together. That's the concept of these three kedushas. V'oz daiko mamshich hakedusha bizgalus nifla kol kach. And when the tzaddik does that, when he shines above and below and unites them together, then he draws the kedusha in a phenomenal revealing way. Behizgalus nifla kol kach at shemoidia lekol harachoikim mo'oid mo'oid shein bechinas tachlis hayerudim vanemuchim shel dorei mato mo'idia lohem daiko kim lo yichol oretz kevoidoi. When the tzaddik operates that way, where he shines into the dorei mala, he has upper, lower, and unites them together, that gives forth a light that gives him the ability to be mekarev even the people that are furthest away, the lowest, lowest people that are furthest away from the Kedusha, he has the ability to be mekarev them. Sheze ikar shleimus he'oras dorimato lohidia lekol rechoikim es gedlos yisborach. And that's the essence of shining into the dorimato, to be able to show everybody, even the people that are furthest away from Hashem, that Hashem's kovod is everywhere. As is explained very clearly in the chapter in the Likutei Moran that this is based on. That's the most important avoida of the tzaddik, who is a true rachmon, who really has pity on people. His main avoida is dealing with those people who are way, way down below. However, the way that tzaddik does it is, the first thing he does is, he unites the worlds, upper, lower, and uniting them together with the three levels of kedusha. And that gives him the ability, once he has that trio, he's able to draw the Kiddusha, the light of Hashem, down to the people who are in the furthest depths. V'al kein kisheyesh loisha miYisrael shachlo al shulchan echod chayovin lezamein. And it's for this reason that it's only when three yidn eat together that you have the obligation of zimun. Ki horas dorei mato anal shulchines mlecho aretz kevoidoi maschil mishloisha Yisrael lefochois. Shem keneged b'chinas gimel kedushos anal. Because this ability of being able to shine the light of Hashem down to people who are in the lowest places, it must begin with three first. First, the tzaddik has to form that trio. Lamalo, lamato, and be mekasha them together. Once he has that trio, that's enough light to be able to shine down to all to the furthest places. Kimavura ba'toyra hanal, shekol odom tzorech lasik boze, lohoyer ze adas ha-kodosh b'chaveirov, shenas in talmid avayideh ze. Because Rabbeinu, as I'll explain in that chapter in the Kutim Ran, that this is something that each and every single Jew has to be involved in. Every single Jew has to talk to his friends about Hashem and give over to them what he feels. And when he does that, when they're receiving from him, they become his students to a degree, in a sense. Dehainu sheizoher kol odom ledaberim chaveiroi b'yira shemayim kol yoim. Rabbeinu Zalk says there that each and every single Jew has an obligation to see to it. This is a very important obligation, to speak to his friends about Yiras Hashem, about fear of Hashem, serving Hashem, respect for Hashem every single day. Kifi ma shekibel mirabbi hu'amiti, to the degree that each one of them, to the degree that the person received from his Rebbe, what he learned from his Rebbe, who's a true Rebbe, he has an obligation to share that with his friends. Lohoyer boy hadas hakodesh hazeh, to shine that holy das into his friend. Lohidia ki Hashem hu alikim, and to broadcast the fact that Hashem is king. Umalecho eretz kevoide, and Hashem's covet is everywhere. Ukameshikosav sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelik Beis, Hilchas Netilas Yadayim Lesuda, Halacha Vov, in middle of paragraph Ayin Vov. V'yarkein b'chol mokoim sheyesh shloisha she'oiskim bozeh, and that's why whenever you have three people that are involved in this, heimamshichim b'chinas gimel kedushos hanal, they're able to draw these three kedushos. And that's why the Mishnah says that when three people eat together, they're obligated to do the zimun. Ki ein kol bnei odom shovin, because no two people are alike. V'al kein hagodol shebohem hu bebechinas horav legabi hashnayim shemeir bohem hadas hakodesh hanal. So therefore, whenever three Jews sit together, all three of them are not on the same level. So we must realize that one is the most learned of them. He's considered to be the rabbi of the three. V'habeis, and his mitzvah is to give what he has to both of the others. V'habeis meirin zebozer, and the other two, even though they're only students compared to the first one, they still have an obligation as students to share with each other their impressions of what they learned from the rabbi. Umekablen dein min dein, ukemavur leil mizeh, in the concept of each one receiving from the other. And this is this concept of this trio, that whenever you have three, you have automatically a rabbi and two students. Vizeh bechinas ein odom choshuv rishoy lotzis ladera kiyem im shneinu urav. And this is also why the Gemara teaches us that an important person is not supposed to travel without two people with him. As we find by Avraham Avinu, when he set out to the Akedah, besides Yitzchak Avinu, he took two youths with him, it says there. As is written over there, because when three Jews get together and they're involved in talking about Hashem, then you have all three of these lights being turned on in a sense. Shehim horas dori malo, shubchinas haroi shebohem, shubchinas harav kanal, shehasagosei bchinas mo. You have the upper level, the one who is considered to be the rabbi in a sense, where his level is the level of mo. Ki hatachtoin nichlal boelyoin, because the lower level is plugged into the upper level also. The hakoton shehem hu bebchinas seoras dori mato. And the smallest of the three, the one who's on the lowest level of the three, he represents the Dori Mato, those Jews who are on a low level. And the intermediate one, he symbolizes the unification of the upper and lower, the uniting of those two. Ki hu emtsoi mekabel mehoroish umeir lahashlishi hanomach mikulam. Because the middle one receives from the most advanced one and gives over to the least advanced one. V'alkein hu bebechinas ha-hiskashrus v'ha-klolius kanal. And therefore he symbolizes, he's this one who unifies, who brings together upper and lower and makes them, plugs them into each other. V'alkein hiskiru azal b'mishnah mailas shloisha shoiskin b'toyrah. And this is why the Mishnah also speaks about how special it is when three people get together to learn Torah. Bifrat ala shulchan, especially when they're learning by the table. Those three people who get together to eat, and they learn together, they share learning together, kimavur b'mishnah avos, as is mentioned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that's a tremendous holy gathering. V'zeh b'chinas shloisha she'ochlu ki'echod she'chayovan lezamein. And this is also the reason why when three people eat together, there's this obligation of zimun, where they say, let us prepare to bless Hashem. She'oz chayovim b'yoyse laham she'choras ha'rotzen v'loimar b'peh molei she'roitzem levorech. Because then there's a greater obligation to draw this rotzen, this desire, and to express it verbally that we want to bless Hashem. Ki ha'mavorech u'bebechinas harav shu agod l'shvem. Because the one who's leading the zimun, he symbolizes the rabbi, because he's blessing both of them. He's the greater one, the greatest one. V'habeiz ho'inim heim bebechinas habeiz hanal. And the two who respond in the zimun, they symbolize the two students, shemekabla mimenu, who receive from the rabbi, u'meirin zebozeh. And they shine into each other. For posterity, it's not coincidental that at this particular shir, there's only three people sitting together. And Rav Nosson Zal is consoling us to know that even when you have three people learning together, three is everything. Three is upper, lower, and the unification. That covers the whole world. The entire world is either a higher level, lower level, and the combination of the two. V'zeh b'china she'tiknu she'asor ha'sho'ich l'nyachat tzrichim l'zamein b'shem she'oimrim nevorech elokeinu u'b'pochos me'asoro osor l'haskar Hashem b'birchas hazimun. And now we can understand also why the rabbis instituted that when you have 10 people eating together, they say Nevorech Elokeinu she'chal mishaloi. They mention Hashem's name in the zimun. Whereas if there's less than 10, you do not mention Hashem's name in the zimun. V'hadovor pele lechoyro. Rav Nosson says there seems to be a very strange question here. Madua hichmiru kol kach bebirchas hazimun daiko sheloi lahaskar es Hashem kiim ba'asoro. Haloi kol echot mi Yisrael maskar es Hashem bebrochos kama pomen bechol yoim. Verubom b'habrochos shemavorech b'yochid. This doesn't make any sense. Why is it that the rabbis were so particular that when it comes to zimun, you cannot say Elokeinu unless you have 10 people? What are you talking about? I say Elokeinu 30 times a day by myself. When I eat an apple, I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Bor Pri Eitz. I don't need an audience for that. I don't need 10 people. I can do it by myself. Almost every bracha that a Jew makes throughout the day, which he makes privately, he is saying Elokeinu. So why did the rabbis, what's unique about this? What's different about this? That when it comes to a zimun, it's only if you have 10 sitting together that you're allowed to say Elokeinu. V'loma b'birchas hazimun daika hichmiru sheloi lazamin b'shem kiyim ba'asora. V'kololuhu b'toich kol hadvorim shebigdusha she'inoim remoisim b'pochas mi'asora. And the rabbis included this in the category of all of those things in Yiddishkeit which you're not allowed to say unless you have a minyan, like Kaddish, Kedusha, Chazoras HaShatz, right? They included this item of Zimun with the word Elokeinu that I can only do it if I have 10. Why? V'gam hu gufot tzrichin lehovin v'losum leiv. Mahu hachilek bein hadvorim shebikdusha shetzrichin asora daiko v'bein shar brocha izboidois shemar kolechad miYisrael biyochid kama v'kama pomin. And Rav Nosson Zal says, while we're on the topic, let's address this question also. Why is it that there are certain items in Yiddishkeit which you're only allowed to say it if you have 10 people, if you have a quorum of 10? Sheva brachot, all of you. Whereas there are other items which you don't need a quorum of 10. How come I don't need a minyan to eat an apple to say borei priyo eitz? I'm saying Elokeinu there. How we call ha bracha is heim kodesh. All the brachas are holy. Umazkirin shmoi hakodesh v'hanoira b'yochid b'roiv ha-brachas. And we mention Hashem's holy, awesome name when we're privately, when it comes to the majority of blessing that we say alone, not with a group of people. And we're saying Hashem's name. So the question is, why the distinction? Why the difference? Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ach ikar inyan dvorim shebikdusha sheinayim r'moysim b'pochas mi'asoro hu inyan ha-toyra hanal. The whole concept of those items in Yiddishkeit which you can't recite unless you have a minimum of 10 people is tied into the chapter of Mikut Imran that this whole discussion is about. Shemavur Hashem, she'ikar hizgalus kiddushose yizboruch hu alidei klol yisholomos yachad v'kanal. It's explained over there in that chapter in Mikut Imran that the main way that we reveal the holiness of Hashem is by bringing about a unification of the worlds, upper and lower. And the most important aspect of that is the ability to reveal Hashem's presence and Hashem's existence and holiness in the lowest places, even in this lowly physical world. Ki yesh l'Hashem yizborach, malochim usrofim. Because Rabbi Nizal explains there that Hashem has angels and higher level angels and still higher level angels. And despite all of that, v'afal pikein ikar shiashuv yizborach, kishoila hakdusha mize hoila mashofel daiko. Hashem's main pleasure and satisfaction is when holiness comes forth from this lowly world where us human beings walk around. And it's explained over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, and also another place, that the main thing is when the worlds are united. Which is the concept of uniting and where a Jew is required to bring those two together. Ki be'emes kul achad, because in reality it's all one. The kanal, as we said before, ube'emes ze hadovor nasai de kol echad miYisrael kefi avodosoi. And the truth is, each and every individual Jew who goes about his business of serving Hashem affects this. Al yidei kol bracha utehila, val yidei kol toiro mitzvah shoyse, through each and every bracha that he makes, and through each and every line of Torah that he learns privately, he affects this. He affects this unification of the Ayin Mole. Shekifi avodosei boze olam, kein mamshich lekusei lamato, umekasher satzmoi lamalo, umegala lekusei boilam. Meaning that based on the way a Jew goes about serving Hashem, to the degree that he's involved in serving Hashem in this world, he draws Hashem down and he attaches himself, he plugs himself in way, way up on high, and he broadcasts Hashem to the world. Every single Jew that serves Hashem is doing that. However, there is no comparison whatsoever between when an individual person is doing that versus an assembly of people that are doing that. Ki hizgalus hakidusha bepirsum godol at shenucha lo'ira kol hadori malo vedori mato lekadishmo yisborach yachad ze yefsher kiim basoro. Because to have the ability to broadcast Hashem's greatness to the point where we have the ability to activate the upper level and lower level and reach down to the people that are furthest away and unite upper and lower is impossible unless you have 10. Shezehu b'chinas kol dover shebidusha einoy b'moyse l'pochas me'asorah. And this is why Kaddish, Kedusha, and those things, you must have a minimum of 10. Udvarim shebidusha hem kegoin kedusha. She'ikar gdulas malosu huma she'oz oimrim b'feirish v'koron l'chol dori malo she'ikachu shmo yisborach imonu hadori mato yachad. K'moy she'oimrim nagdishoch v'naritzoch k'noyam si'ach so'itzarfei kodesh. Rav Nosenthal says, take a look at this. Those items where we're required to have a minyan are specifically those items where we're trying to reach up and down. For example, Kiddusha. What are we saying, Kiddusha? Nakdishach and Aritzach, Hashem, let us sanctify you and praise you. Kenoyam siach soy tzarfei kodesh. In the same sweet way that your holy angels do. Where are the angels? Upstairs or downstairs? They're upstairs. They're part of the Dori Malo. And we say over there, Malochim Hamoine Malo im Amcho Yisrael Kivutzei Mato. That the angels from above, together with your people below. V'chein b'kdushas keser, she'koilalim b'yoyser shneim yachad, Dori Malo v'Dori Mato. V'oimrim, we say over there, keser yitnu l'cho Hashem alokeinu malochim hamoine malo, your angels who are very much on high, upstairs, they give you this crown, Hashem, Imam Cho Yisrael, Kivutzei Mato, together with your Jewish nation who are gathered below, Mato. Yachad Kulam Kedusha L'Cho Yishaleshem, we say over there, together they will all broadcast the holiness of Hashem. Vos Tzrichen Asara Daiko, and for that, you need 10. To be able to reach way up and way down and unite them, that requires a minyan. Ki iev shelofarsim kedushosei barabim lechol dori malo umato lekol miyachad kim kishyesh asorim Yisrael yachad. It is impossible to publicize Hashem's name in public, to broadcast that kedusha up and down and unite that, unless you have 10 Jews together. Ki ikar hakloyus ולכלול בחינס הסוגס איי ומולה יחד וכנל, שאין בחינס תכלס נוירוי סקדושה על יוינו, because the most important thing is to unite איי and מולה together. The סוסים וגוניז, the highest קדושה, which is closed and hidden, שהוא בחינס איי, בחינס מול, בחינס כסר, which is referred to as איי, מול, the כסר, to attach that im tachlis kedusha ho achroina, to the last kedusha on the list, the bottom one on the totem pole, as we say, shehu b'chinas malchus, which is the malchus, b'chinas meloi chaloritz kevoidoi, which is referred to in that chapter in Likutei Moharan as the concept of meloi chaloritz kevoidoi, emphasizing that Hashem's kavod reaches all the way down. V'ze yodua, and it is a known item. Sheme bechinas aye ad bechinas mole heim bechinas eser tikunim shehem eser sfirin shehem mi keser at malchus, that from aye down to mole is 10 levels, which is the 10 levels that go from keser to malchus. V'alkein bi'erlonu admorzal shebahatoyra hazo is klulin kol ho eser sfirois kimavur basicha shebeseif hatoyranam. And that's why when Rabbi Nizal said this shir, this chapter in Likutei Moharan, Torah Zayin and Likutei Moharan Tanina, Rabbi Nizal said afterwards that in this shir, I've covered all 10 spheroids. I've gone from the top to bottom. V'daika al yidei elu ho eser tikunin yichoyimim lekasher v'lichlo el ho'ilom ha'isyachad. And it's specifically by a person pushing these 10 buttons, kaviyochil, hitting these 10 tikkunim, that the person is able to unite and bind the worlds together. V'alkein tzrichen asorah miYisrael hazeh, and this is why this requires a minyan specifically. V'einoimrim dovar shebikdusha kozeh shu likroi ulo'ires kol adorei malo shi'ikachu shmo yisborach im kol adorei mata yachad kiyim basora. And according to the Torah, we do not allow a person to recite a dovar shebikdusha, whereby he's gonna be announcing and inspiring all those on the upper level to be mekadesh to sanctify Hashem's name together with all those from the lower level. We only allow you to do that when you have 10. Shehem klulin mikol ha'eser tikkunin anam. Because when you have 10, they are a composite of all 10 tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that Torah. V'yoz daiko yicholin lichloil kol ha'ilomo isyachad b'shleimus. And then, when a person has all of those 10 tikkunim, then he's able to unite all the worlds together. Not just unite, but merge them all together. Shezeh ho'ikar kanal, which is the most important thing. This is referring to the minyan for zimun, to be able to say Elokeinu, nevorech Elokeinu, shechalom yisheloi. V'gam borchu sho'imrim daiko ba'asoro, hu gam kein bebchinas anal. And also the fact that the Torah requires that in order to say borchu, you have to have 10 people. It's the same concept. Ki afal pi shanu oimrim kol birchas hashachar u birchas kriyashma biyochid, because despite the fact that birchas hashachar and the brachas of kriyashma, you can recite biyachidus, and people do birchas hashachar, people do recite biyachidus, aval kisharoitzim lo oirer u lefarsim shmo yizborach veloimar lo rabim sheyivorchu shem Hashem amavoyrach, whereas when a person wants to awaken and inspire a group, and he wants to publicize Hashem, and he wants to make a statement to a group of people, he wants to announce, let us bless Hashem, tzrichen asora daika. The Torah requires minimum of 10. Ki ze nikra dovar shebikdusha sheino imrim bepochas miasora. That's this concept of a dovar shebikdusha, which can't be said with less than 10. What do we mean by dovar shebikdusha? When you want to announce the kedusha, when you want to publicize it, kiloirer ulahokitz rabim sheyivorchu shmoi. Because when you want to awaken and inspire a group to bless Hashem's name, shebohem kulam dori malo v'dori mato, and you want that group to be composed of higher ones and lower ones, for that you need a minimum of 10, so that they combine aye and mole, which Kaviyochel Hashem has designed as a set of 10, going from keser through malchus. And this is obviously the reason why, when it comes to a mezuman, you do not say Elokeinu, you do not say Hashem's name with less than 10. Ki birchas hazimun hu rak b'chinas se'oras harotzoim bi'atzmoi, sh'adayin einoimrim habrocha bi'atzmo, rak sho'imrim sh'roitzim levorech, sh'zeo b'chinas se'oras harotzoim, sh'yokor mo'oid, sh'mizgala be'so achila daiko, ha'yidei klolo yesoi lomo yiskanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, vi birchas hazimun is he'oras harotzoim, where we say Rabbi Sai Mir Villain Benshin. When we say that, that's a charge of He'oras HaRotzon. We're expressing Mir Villain. We want. We're expressing our desire, Rotzon, which is very precious, and that happens bedafka at the time of Achila. How? Through Klolius Oilomois. V'alkein, Lahazkir es Hashem bebirchas hazimon shuras HaRotzon, whereas to announce the name of Hashem, to say Nevorech Elokeinu Shechal Mishaloi, for that you need 10 people that ate together. She'oz daiko misgale horotzoin b'shleimus yoiser. Because what that does is, that makes a much more powerful hisgalus horotzoin, al yidei klolius oilomo yishenichlolim basora daiko v'kanal. Because when you have 10, you're assured that you're doing a real klolius ho'olamos. You're really able to unite the world, upper and lower worlds. Ki b'chol habrochis, kishemazkir es Hashem, eino yichidish kol kach, kamoi lahazkir es Hashem bebirchas hazimun, shu b'chinas oras harotzim. Because the fact that we mention Hashem's name when we make any bracha, borei pri ho'eitz, a bracha like that, That's nowhere near as great a chiddush, a special item, as when we mention Hashem's name in a zimun, which is zimun is the union of horos harotzon. Ki be'emes b'chinas harotzon hu lemalo mikol hashemos. Because the real truth is that the concept of rotzon is a concept of keser, the crown of Hashem, which is above all names of Hashem. It's that concept of infinite, the infinite light of Hashem. V'chol Hashemos nimshocha misham, and the names of Hashem that we have actually draw their light from there. Rak kishezoichem l'rotzin chozok b'maylo neflo amoi. It's just that when a person is zoiched to a real powerful rotzin of the highest level, azay zoichem sheyumshach kiddush hashmoi mehabchina hagavoya yoiser v'yoiser. Then we have the ability to turn on a light of Hashem's name, drawing from the brightest light possible. Sheshom ze harotzoin. That's where the rotzoin is. Shehu b'chinas machomis, b'chinas aye, b'chinas hisgalus. The concept of aye over there is already a concept of being revealed. We're drawing that kedusha from aye down into a name of Hashem. When it's in the name of Hashem, it's already in a revealed form. We can speak about it. Bechinas maloi. And Rav Nosson Zal now explains, ki mashehu betachlis ha'helam bozeh ho'ilam at she'en lonu boi shum tfisa b'moyech ki em bechinas rotzin levad hu b'ho'ilam ha'govoya yoiser bebechinas hizgalus, bechinas maloi. Because one of the rules, according to Kabbalah, is that sometimes, let's say I'm talking about, for example, in the Olam Ho'asiyah, the keser of the Olam Ho'asiyah, which represents something which, for the people who are in Olam Ho'asiyah, the keser is infinite. It's the top, it's something you can't talk about. To the ones who are in Yetzirah, that's below them in a sense. That definitely is something that is revealed, that can be spoken about. That's always the rule. V'chein mei oilam lo oilam, and this applies from world to world, umidarga ledarga ad ein soif. Ukiyadua umuvan kol ze lemaskilim, as is known to those who are familiar with these limudim. Ubifrat al pi dvorav hakdoshim zal medaber mizeh b'mokom acher ein shon, especially based on Rabbein Zal's words, which are discussed in another chapter in Likutei Moran, where he discusses this concept that when you're talking about the ground level, that which to the ground level is considered infinite, to the level above it is no longer infinite. It's something that's more tangible and more reachable. V'alkein, b'berkas hamozoin, kishoichlen asoro yachad, azay daika meir horotzoin b'yoyser, ad shetzrichen lezamein b'shem, lahazkir b'berkas hazimun, shehu rak b'chinas rotzoin kanal, lahazkir gam shom es Hashem Elokeinu, shehu b'chinas hizgalus malchusoin. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, when it comes to Birchas Hamozoin, when 10 people are eating together, what happens is they turn on the Rotzoin to such a level, they activate the Rotzoin to the point where they're allowed to mention within their Zimun, which is a concept of Rotzoin, they're allowed to mention the name of Hashem Elokeinu, which is a concept of Hizgalus HaMalchus. Bechinas Velokim Malki Mikedem. We know that Elokim is a concept of Malchus. Shehu Bechinas Hasogas Maloi, which is the concept of Maloi Cholaretz Kevoidoi. Shemamshichim Me'oilom Shelemala Mimenu, which they're able to draw from the world above them, Alidei Horotzoin Hatakif Hamizgalu Meir Alidei Asora Shechlo Shulchan Echad. Because of the fact when 10 people ate together the right way, they cause an explosion of rotzoin in such a level where they're able to reach up and they're able to they're permitted to say Elokeinu, which is a name of Hashem, which is a tzimtzum. They're able to take the rotzoin from the level above and bring it into a keli, into a, expressing it in the name of Hashem. She'oz alidei ho'achilo daiko meir ho'rotzoin kanal. Because as we said before, Bedafka at the time of eating is when this rotzoin shines so brightly. ומאחר שאוכלו עשור יחד, and based on the fact that 10 people ate together, יכולים להמשיך הורס הרוצוין כל כך. They're able to draw so powerfully הורס הרוצוין, עד שימשיכו בחינס הסגלוס מלכוסוי, whereby they draw the revelation of the מלכוס of Hashem, שהוא בחינס שם אלוקים, which is Hashem's name אלוקים, מהעולם שלמעלה, לתוך הרוצוין. They draw from the world above them into their רוצוין, שזה עיקר שלמוס הרוצוין. That's the שלמוס of רוצוין. In other words, we can substitute the word keser for רוצוין. If we're talking about the עולם הועשייה, the שלמוס of the keser of the עולם הועשייה is when it draws from the world above it, when it's drawing a bright light from the world above it, and that light gets pumped down into the keser in a manner where it allows it to be revealed, even where it's even given reshus to reveal it, to put it into a word, to put it into the name of Hashem. Shezeh ikar shleimus rotzen al sheyizkeh lohitzi mehel amalagilui, to the point where we're given permission to bring it out from hiddenness to a revealed state. V'zeh ikar klolius oilamos, and this is the main concept of merging together the worlds. V'zeh yefsher kim bi'asoro, and it's impossible to accomplish this unless you have 10. Ki zeh bi'atzmo yichu b'chinas dover shebikdush yeshen enemar b'pochas miyud. This is why we have this rule in the Gemara and Halacha that a dover shebikdush requires a minimum of 10. Ki hu b'chinas pirsum ha-kiddush ha-moyed, because we're talking about broadcasting the kiddush, le-kasher ve-lichlo dorimala ve-dorimata yachad, to bind together upper level and lower level, ad she-yamshichu al-yidei ha-rotzayin shu-lamala mi-kol ha-shemoy she-bazeh o-ilam, la-hamshich le-toichay az-koros Hashem, to the point where what we want to do is we want to activate so powerful a rotzayin. And we said Rotzoin is something that's above names. Rotzoin is Keser. It's way, way up. We want to draw it in so powerful a way to be able to draw, to have the right to bring it down and to put it into a name. L'hamshich l'toichoy haskoras Hashem mehabechina v'olam shelamala mimenu. The canal. To be able to draw that light from a world above, to draw it into a keli in the world below. V'hovein ma'oid ma'oid. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very, very well. Ki tzrichin ledaber harbe bozeh levayar heitev inyan zeh. Because we have to elaborate tremendously on this in order to bring clarity to it. U'levayar ho'inyan k'tzas. And then, in paragraph Ayin Ches, Rav Nosson Zal is kind enough to say, so let me elaborate and let me explain this more clearly. Ki ha'rotzoin. Again, before we even start this paragraph, there's a few words that you have to get used to that are used sometimes interchangeably in Sifrei Kabbalah and in Sifrei Hasidus. Those words are Keser, the crown of Hashem. Another word that's used sometimes interchangeably with it is Oyer Ein Soif, the infinite light of Hashem. Another word is Rotzon. Rotzon is desire. And again, we're talking about a desire that's intangible, that's so high a level of light that it's just Ratzon. It can't be expressed in words, typically. And Rav Nosson Zal here is discussing this concept of Ratzon, Keser, Oyer Ein Soif. And he's going to use the term Makifin now also, which is also a word that's used together with this. Ki ha-Ratzon nimshach mebechinas ha-Makifin she-yef shel-ahasig. We know that Rotzoin comes from those Makifin which the person is not capable of understanding. Makifin means a level of Sechel that the person is not able to understand yet. Shezeu Bechinas Mo, which is what's referred to sometimes in Sifrei Kabbalah as the concept of Mo. What? When we say, what is that? When a person sees something that they can't, they have no idea what it is, they say, what is that? V'zeh yodua mevur shom, and it's known, and it's explained over there in Likut Imran, shekol echod yesh loy b'chinas makifin lefi erkoy madregosoy, that each and every single yid has makifin according to his level. וכל אדם צריך להשתדל ולהסייגע עד שיכניס המקיפן שלו לפנים, כמו שכוסה שם. And each and every single yid has a mission to try to do everything he can to bring his makifin inside, meaning to take that which he doesn't understand and get to a level where he does understand it. At one point, it's outside his brain, and he advances himself to a level where he conquers that, he brings that inside. V'hoikar lizkois lachnisam bifnim lasos mehamakif pnimi hualidei his gabrus harotsoin. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the main way that a Jew has the ability and the schus to be able to take what's makifin and convert it to pnimim, to take that knowledge which he didn't understand or he couldn't understand at one point and bring it inside, make it something that he can understand, is through his gabrus harotzon. It takes willpower, desire. שצורך להרגיל עצמוי לכסויף תומד לה שמזבורך ותוירוסוי ברוצוי חוזוק ותקיף מוי. A yid has to train himself to always be in the habit of yearning constantly to Hashem, to the Torah, with tremendous desire, tremendous powerful desire. Vilivli lachshev shum machshavo chitzayin oklal, and to try to avoid thinking anything else, any external thoughts, any thoughts that are not within this framework of wanting to come close to Hashem and His Torah. Rak lachshoiv b'Torah v'avoydas Hashem, only to think about Torah and avoydas Hashem. Lehishtoikek b'choleis b'rotzayin chozok elav yisborach, for the person to yearn with incredible intense desire to Hashem, ad sheyizke lohoven ulahasik mashalayhoya meivim etchila, to the point where that will result in his being given the privilege and the ability to understand that which he couldn't understand earlier. It's amazing, Hashkocha. This Shabbos, I was in a shul, and on the table there was a Zohar HaKadosh, and I happened to open it up to a certain place. I'm sorry, Zohar HaKadosh or the Ben Ish Chai? It was the Ben Ish Chai, I think, where he spoke about a certain topic. And I opened it up, and he quoted a story from the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says that two of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal's Talmidim were traveling together, they were walking, and one of them, the Zohar HaKadosh says, one of them, Rabbi Yossi, suddenly, for a moment, thought about something not related to Torah. Not a bad thought, but he for a moment, he took his mind off Torah. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, suddenly out of the corner of his eye, he saw a snake start chasing him. Saw the snake, he started running. And he yelled out to his friend, do you see the snake? The friend said, no, I don't see it at all. So he understood instantly, that snake is coming for him. That snake is his personal messenger. So he ran and ran, and he fell, and he started bleeding, it says. He fell and started bleeding. And the Zohar HaKadosh says over there, he said afterwards that he understood that this happened because of the fact that he allowed himself for a moment to take his mind off Torah, off Hashem. Person says, you know, you hear what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here, and you say, get it, he's talking for Martians. You know, the Zohar HaKadosh shows clearly that there were people who this was normal for them. It was normal for them never to take their mind off Hashem and Torah and serving Hashem. And the second they did, it was considered so major an item that Rahman Slan, there was a zetz right away. A snake mamish came after him. Shezeo b'chinas hasoga samakifim kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, this concept of being able to understand that which you couldn't understand before, which a person is zoicha to by constantly yearning to Hashem and to Torah, that's called hasoga samakifim. And the more that a yid is zoicha to accomplish this again and again and again, to take items which he didn't understand and be zoicha to conquer them and be given the schus of understanding them, the more he does that, the more he binds together and merges together all the worlds. The koilel yoiser b'chinas ayei o mole, and he brings together ayei and mole. Because ki ma she'enoy ma'asig hu b'chinas ayeh, b'chinas me'chomis. Because that which a person can't understand at a certain point in time, at a certain point in his life, is called ayeh. That's his ayeh. That's his keser. That's his makif. V'shom hu etzloy lamalo mikol ha'shemois. And for him, that level, that item which he can't understand, is considered to be above all names of Hashem. Ki b'chinas ayeh hu b'chinas atik. Because another name for ayeh is atik, b'chinas shoresh upnimius ha-keser, which is called the innermost part of the keser, shehu lamalo mikol ha-shemos, which is above all names of Hashem, meaning it's a level that you can't put into any word. You can't even put it into a name. V'shom daika hu shoresh kol ha-shemos kiyodua. And yet, that is the source and the origin from which all names originate from. All names draw their power from this nameless place, this high, high level that is so high that it has no name. Umuvan b'kisvei Arizal, and it's brought in the Kisvei Arizal. I'm sorry, kiyodua umuvan b'kisvei Arizal, as is known and is explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'zehu malas minyan asoro, and this is the great significance of when 10 yidden get together to do a mitzvah. Ki akol be'asoro shchinta sharia, because whenever you have 10 people, a unit of 10, the shchina is present. And then you have the right to say an item of kedusha publicly, shehu la'orer ulahokitz yoiser veyoiser kol adore malo vahadore mato sheyuchlo luyachad v'yikatshu shmoi barabim. When you're announcing a dovar shebikdusha, when you're saying a baruchu or a kaddish or any of those items which require a minyan, what you're doing is you're activating the Dore Malo and the Dore Mata and getting them to merge together to sanctify Hashem's name. Ki asoro klulim b'yoyser mebchinas ayeh u'mole kanal. Because 10 encompasses ayeh and mole in a solid, solid way. Because we said ayeh is keser, mole yecholor is kavodah is malchus, and there are 10 levels between them. And then you have the ability to draw from Aye down to Maloi, which is itself an example of Hasoga Samakifin. Because Malchus is a Keli. We always refer to Malchus as a Keli, a Tzimtzum, something finite, something that can be measured. Whereas Keser is something immeasurable, infinite, that concept. So drawing from Keser into the Malchus, meaning from Ayeh into Meloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, is an example of Hasogas HaMakif. It's an example of taking something that you don't understand. The Keser is always the name given to that part of knowledge which you don't understand on a certain level, and bringing it into Malchus, which means bringing it to a level where you do understand it. V'oz oilin kolechod ba'aliyos gedolos, and when that happens, all of them receive a tremendous aliyah. V'chol ma'asha oilin yoser v'yoser yecholin lohor lamato yoser lohor lechol adorei mato, and the more that they go up higher and higher, they have the ability to draw the light down further down. To draw to those people who are in a very low and fallen state, and to communicate to them that Hashem is still with them, because the entire Hashem's covered is everywhere. Because when you have 10 yidden, they represent from the top type of yid down to the lowest type of yid, shelekulam tzrichim lohidia elokusoi, whereby it's our responsibility to broadcast to all of them, to inform all of them of Hashem, asher bakoil moshola, that Hashem rules everywhere. Shezeu bechinas ma'ashem Moshe Rabbeinu olav shom shu ikro rebi shemeir hadas hazeh bekulam kibetz kulam koidem istalkusoi v'yomar lohem. And this is why we find Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the ultimate Rebbe, gather together all of Klal Yisrael, all the different groups, all the different categories, and he said to them, Atem nitzovim hayoim, you are standing here today, kulchem, all of you, lifnei Hashem alekechem, you are standing before Hashem. Meaning he was broadcasting to every single yid, you are standing before Hashem. And he listed over there 10 different groups. Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Vishavtechem, Kolish Yisrael. Tapchem, your small children. Neshechem, your women. Vegercho, Asher B'sharecho, your gerim. Mishoyev Meimecho, Mi Choyte Veitzecho, Ad Shoyev Meimecho. From the woodcutters to the water carriers. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, he lists there, Umoine Kol HaMadregos. He lists all 10 categories, Ad Mechoite Veitzecho, Ad Shoyev Emecho. Till numbers 9 and 10 are the wood choppers and the water carriers. Sheheim Asoro Madregos. And if you count over there, you'll see there are exactly 10 different groups. Kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. Shehem klal kol amadregois meirosh ad soif. And those 10 encompass all of Klal Yisrael from top to bottom. Umeir bekulam, and Moshe Rabbeinu is broadcasting to all of them. Sheyedu kulam, that they should all know. Sheadayin Hashem imam, that Hashem is with them. Atem nitzovim hayoim lefnei Hashem lekechem, you're standing before Hashem, which means Hashem is with you, all of you. V'zeu b'chinas ha'chilek shebein ha'sogas mo shel ha'tzadik b'chinas Moshe lebein ha'sogas mo shel kol shel ha'malochim dorei mala. And Rav Nosson Zal explains now, this is the difference between the ha'soga of mo of the tzadik versus the ha'soga of mo of the angels. Sheha'tzadik tzorech lohoyer bohem b'chinas mo sheadayin ein yoidim klum, whereby the tzadik has a responsibility to shine into the malochim and into all of those people who are on a very high level to make them realize that they don't know anything yet. V'hadovar kosha l'chayra. Rav Nosson Zal says this seems to be very hard to understand. Haloi gam koidem shebo hatzadik v'her bohem hoyoimrim tomid ayim koim kivoidoi. Hold on a second. Before the tzaddik comes along and gives his lecture to the malochim and blows them away to the point where they're all asking, what, supposedly. Before that happens, what were the malochim doing before he came along? We're told that the malochim, what they say about Hashem is, Ayeb mekoyim kevoidoi. Kemoy shekosov, as we say in Keser, Meshorsov shoyalim zeloze, Ayeb. That this is, the angels realize that they're on that level, that they're saying ayeh. As is brought in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Vim kein, maze shahatzadik meir bohem umoydiya lehem, shadayin einam yoidim bidiyosa yisborach. So if that's the case, what is the tzaddik adding to that? When you're telling me that one of the tzaddik's responsibilities is to inform those guys on the 600th floor that they don't know anything, but we're told that even before the tzaddik comes along, that's what they're going around and saying. We don't know anything. They're saying, Aye mekoyim kevoidoi. Shezeo b'chinas mo. Haloi gam mitchilo. Hoidu bi'atzmam sheinam yoidim. Vamru aye. Shu b'chinas mo kanal. The malochim were doing that already in the beginning by themselves. So what difference does it make after the tzaddik enlightens them? Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we said before, you'll understand the difference between the before and after. Ki hamaloch nikro oimed. Malochim are called oimdim. Oimed means one who stands still. She'eino yochoy la'alois midarga ladarga kemuva. An angel usually does not have the ability to rise, to climb from level to level. He's stationary. Avul ha'odom ha'balch b'chiro, kishezoich ha'lamoid b'nisoyoin boze ho'ilom, shenase tzadik, yochoy la'alois midarga ledargat, sheyochoy lovoy la'asogas g'doylois v'atzumois. Whereas a human being, who is a bal b'chiro, when he is zeichet to withstand a test in this world, to pass a test, and thereby he becomes a tzaddik, because that's one of the definitions of tzaddik, a person who passes tests, he has the ability to climb from level to level, to the point where he has the ability to reach incredible high levels, which is the most important thing. This is referring to the minyan for Zimun, to be able to say Elokeinu, Nevorech Elokeinu, Shechalom Yisholoi. V'gam Baruch Hu, Sho'imrim Daiko Ba'asoro, Hu Gam Kein Bebchinas Hanal. And also the fact that the Torah requires that in order to say Baruch Hu, you have to have 10 people. It's the same concept. Ki Afal Pi Shon Ho'imrim Kol Birchas HaShachar, Ru Birchas Kriya Shema Biyochid, because despite the fact that Birchas HaShachar and the brachas of Kriya Shema, you can recite biyichidus, and people do Birchas HaShachar, people do recite biyichidus. Aval kisharoitzim lo oirer ulefarsim shmo yizborach veloimar lo rabim sheyivorchu shem Hashem amavoyrach. Whereas when a person wants to awaken and inspire a group, and he wants to publicize Hashem. And he wants to make a statement to a group of people. He wants to announce, let us bless Hashem. Tzrichin asora daika. The Torah requires minimum of 10. Ki ze nikra dovar shebigdusha sheino imrim bepochas miasora. That's this concept of a dovar shebigdusha, which can't be said with less than 10. What do we mean by dovar shebigdusha? When you want to announce the kedusha, when you want to publicize it. Because when you want to awaken and inspire a group to bless Hashem's name, and you want that group to be composed of higher ones and lower ones, for that you need a minimum of 10, so that they combine Aye and Mole, which Kaviyochel Hashem has designed as a set of 10, going from Keser through Malchus. V'zeh b'chinas birchas hazimun b'shem, shein mazkirin Hashem b'birchas hazimun b'pochas me'asora. And this is obviously the reason why when it comes to a mezuman, you do not say Elokeinu, you do not say Hashem's name with less than 10. Ki birchas hazimun hu rak b'chinas seoras harotzoim bi'atzmoi, sh'adayin einoimrim habrocha bi'atzmo, rak sho'imrim sh'roitzim levorech, sh'zeo b'chinas seoras harotzoim, sh'yokor mo'oid, sh'mizgala beiso achila daiko, ha'yidei klolo yesoi lomo yiskanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, vi birchas hazimun is heoras harotzoim, where we say, Rabbi Sai mir vilin benshin. When we say that, that's a charge of He'oras HaRotzayin. We're expressing mere villain. We want. We're expressing our desire, Rotzayin, which is very precious, and that happens bedafka at the time of Achila. How? Through Klolius Oilomois. V'alkein, lahazkir es Hashem bebirchas hazimon shi'oras HaRotzayin, lozeh tzrichim asoro shochlu yachadayko. Whereas to announce the name of Hashem, to say Nevorech Elokeinu Shechal Mishaloi, for that you need 10 people that ate together. She'oz daiko misgale horotzoin b'shleimus yoiser. Because what that does is, that makes a much more powerful hisgalus horotzoin, al yidei klolius oilomo yishenichlolim basora daiko v'kanal. Because when you have 10, you're assured that you're doing a real klolius oilomois. You're really able to unite the world, upper and lower worlds. Ki b'chol habrochis, kishemazkirin es Hashem, einoi chidish kol kach, kamoi lahazkir es Hashem bebirchas hazimun, shu b'chin asor asarotzim. Because the fact that we mention Hashem's name when we make any brocha, boirei pri ho'eitz, a brocha like that, that's nowhere near as great a chiddush, a special item, as when we mention Hashem's name in a zimun, which is zimun is the union of horas harotzon. Ki be'emes b'chinas harotzon hu lemalo mikol hashemos. Because the real truth is that the concept of rotzon is a concept of Keser, the crown of Hashem, which is above all names of Hashem. It's that concept of infinite, the infinite light of Hashem. V'chol Hashemois nimshocha misham, and the names of Hashem that we have actually draw their light from there. Rak kishezoichem l'rotzin chozok b'maylo neflo amoi. It's just that when a person is zoiched to a real powerful rotzin of the highest level, azay zoichem sheyumshach kiddush hashmoi mehabchina hagavoya yoiser v'yoiser. Then we have the ability to turn on a light of Hashem's name, drawing from the brightest light possible. Sheshom ze harotzoin. That's where the rotzoin is. Shehu b'chinas machomis, b'chinas aye, b'chinas hisgalus. The concept of aye over there is already a concept of being revealed. We're drawing that kedusha from aye down into a name of Hashem. When it's in the name of Hashem, it's already in a revealed form. We can speak about it. Bechinas Maloi. And Rav Nosson Zal now explains. Ki mashehu betachlis ha-helam bozeh ho-ilam at she'en lono boi shum tfisa b'moyech ki em bechinas rotzein levad hu b'ho-ilam ha-govoya yoiser bebechinas hizgalus, bechinas Maloi. Because one of the rules, according to Kabbalah, is that sometimes, let's say I'm talking about, for example, in the Olam Ho'asiyah, the keser of the Olam Ho'asiyah, which represents something which, for the people who are in Olam Ho'asiyah, the keser is infinite. It's the top, it's something you can't talk about. To the ones who are in Yetzirah, that's below them in a sense. That definitely is something that is revealed, that can be spoken about. That's always the rule. V'chein mei oilam lo oilam, and this applies from world to world, umidarga ledarga ad ein soif. Ukiyadua umuvan kol ze lemaskilim, as is known to those who are familiar with these limudim. Ubifrat al pi dvorav akdoshim zal medaber mizeh b'mokam achar ein shom, especially based on Rabbein Zal's words, which are discussed in another chapter in Likutei Moran, where he discusses this concept that when you're talking about the ground level, that which to the ground level is considered infinite, to the level above it is no longer infinite. It's something that's more tangible and more reachable. V'alkein, b'berkas hamozoin, kishoichlen asoro yachad, azay daika meir horotzoin b'yoyser, ad shetzrichen lezamein b'shem, lahazkir b'berkas hazimun, shehu rak b'chinas rotzoin kanal, lahazkir gam shom es Hashem Elokeinu, shehu b'chinas hizgalus malchusoi. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, when it comes to Birchas Hamozoin, when 10 people are eating together, what happens is they turn on the Rotzoin to such a level, they activate the Rotzoin to the point where they're allowed to mention within their Zimun, which is a concept of Rotzoin, they're allowed to mention the name of Hashem Elokeinu, which is a concept of Hizgalus HaMalchus. Bechinas Velokim Malki Mikedem. We know that Elokim is a concept of Malchus. Shehu Bechinas Hasogas Maloi, which is the concept of Maloi Cholaretz Kevoidoi. Shemamshichim Me'oilom Shelemalem Imenu, which they're able to draw from the world above them, Alidei Horotzoin Hatakif Hamizgalu Meir Alidei Asora Shechlo Shulchan Echad. Because of the fact when 10 people ate together the right way, they cause an explosion of Rotzoin in such a level where they're able to reach up and they're permitted to say Elokeinu, which is a name of Hashem, which is a tzimtzum. They're able to take the Rotzoin from the level above and bring it into a keli, into a, expressing it in the name of Hashem. She'oz alidei ho'achilo daiko meir ho'rotzoin kanal. Because as we said before, bedafka at the time of eating is when this rotzoin shines so brightly. Umeachar she'ochlu asor yachad, and based on the fact that 10 people ate together, yecholin lahamshich horas harotzoin kol kach, they're able to draw so powerfully horas harotzoin ad sheyamshichu b'chinas hizgalus malchusoi, whereby they draw the revelation of the Malchus of Hashem, Shehu Bechinas Shem Elokim, which is Hashem's name Elokim, Meho'olam Shelamalo, L'toich ha-rotzayim. They draw from the world above them into their rotzayim. Shezeh ikar shleimus ha-rotzayim. That's the shleimus of rotzayim. In other words, we can substitute the word keser for rotzayim. If we're talking about the oilam hu'asiyo, the shleimus of the keser of the oilam hu'asiyo is when it draws from the world above it, when it's drawing a bright light from the world above it, and that light gets pumped down into the keser in a manner where it allows it to be revealed, even where it's even given reshus to reveal it, to put it into a word, to put it into the name of Hashem. Shezeh ikar shleimus rotzen ad sheyizkeh lohitzi mehel amalagilui, to the point where we're given permission to bring it out from hiddenness to a revealed state. And this is the main concept of merging together the worlds. And it's impossible to accomplish this unless you have 10. This is why we have this rule in the Gemara and Halacha that a Dovar Shebikdusha requires a minimum of 10. Pirsum hakidusha moed, because we're talking about broadcasting the kiddusha, lekasher velichlo dorimal v'dorimata yachad, to bind together upper level and lower level, at sheyamshichu al yedei harotzayin shulamala mikol hashemoy shebeze oilam lahamshich letoichay askoras Hashem, to the point where what we want to do is we want to activate so powerful a rotzayin. And we said Rotzoin is something that's above names. Rotzoin is Keser. It's way, way up. We want to draw it in so powerful a way to be able to draw, to have the right to bring it down and to put it into a name. L'hamshich l'toichoy haskoras Hashem mehabechina v'oylam shelamala mimenu. The canal. To be able to draw that light from a world above, to draw it into a keli in the world below. V'hovein ma'oid ma'oid. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very, very well. Ki tzrichin ledaber har be'bozeh levayar heitev inyan zeh. Because we have to elaborate tremendously on this in order to bring clarity to it. U'levayar ho'inyan k'tzas. And then, in paragraph Ayin Ches, Rav Nosson Zal is kind enough to say, so let me elaborate and let me explain this more clearly. Ki horotzoin. Again, before we even start this paragraph, there's a few words that you have to get used to that are used sometimes interchangeably in Sifrei Kabbalah and in Sifrei Chassidus. Those words are Keser, the crown of Hashem. Another word that's used sometimes interchangeably with it is Oyer Ein Soif, the infinite light of Hashem. Another word is Rotzon. Rotzon is desire. And again, we're talking about a desire that's intangible, that's so high a level of light that it's just Ratzayim. It can't be expressed in words, typically. And Rav Nosson Zal here is discussing this concept of Ratzayim, Keser, Oyer Ein Soif. And he's going to use the term Makifin now also, which is also a word that's used together with this. Ki horotzoin nimshach mebechinas hamakifin sheyev shelahasig. We know that Rotzoin comes from those Makifin which the person is not capable of understanding. Makifin means a level of Sechel that the person is not able to understand yet. Shezeo Bechinas Mo, which is what's referred to sometimes in Sifrei Kabbalah as the concept of Mo. What? When we say, what is that? When a person sees something that they can't, they have no idea what it is, they say, what is that? V'zeh yodua mevorsham, and it's known, and it's explained over there in Likut Imran, shekol echod yesh loy b'chinas makifin lefi erkoy madregosoy, that each and every single yid has makifin according to his level. V'chol odom tzorich lehishtadel ulehisyageya ad sheyachnis hamakifin shloy lefnin, k'may shekososham. And each and every single yid has a mission to try to do everything he can to bring his makifin inside, meaning to take that which he doesn't understand and get to a level where he does understand it. At one point it's outside his brain and he advances himself to a level where he conquers that, he brings that inside. V'hoikar lizkois lachnisom bifnim lasos mehamakif pnimi hualidei his gabros harotzoim. And Rav Nosson Zal says the main way that a Jew has the ability and the schus to be able to take what's makifin and convert it to pnimim, to take that knowledge which he didn't understand or he couldn't understand at one point and bring it inside, make it something that he can understand, is through his gabrus harotzon. It takes willpower, desire. Shetzorich lahargil atzmoi lichsoif tomed l'Hashem Yisborach v'toyrosoi berotzoim chozok v'takif moim. A yid has to train himself to always be in the habit of yearning constantly to Hashem, to the Torah, with tremendous desire, tremendous powerful desire. V'livli lachshev shum machshavo chitzayin oklal, and to try to avoid thinking anything else, any external thoughts, any thoughts that are not within this framework of wanting to come close to Hashem and His Torah. Rak lachshev b'Torah v'avodas Hashem, only to think about Torah and avodas Hashem. Lehishtoikek b'choleis b'rotzayin chozok elav yisborach, for the person to yearn with incredible intense desire to Hashem, ad sheyizke lohoven ulahasik mashalayhoya meivim etchila, to the point where that will result in his being given the privilege and the ability to understand that which he couldn't understand earlier. It's amazing, Hashkocha. This Shabbos, I was in a shul, and on the table there was a Zohar HaKadosh, and I happened to open it up to a certain place. I'm sorry, Zohar HaKadosh or the Ben Ish Chai? It was the Ben Ish Chai, I think, where he spoke about a certain topic. And I opened it up, and he quoted a story from the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says that two of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal's Talmidim were traveling together, they were walking, and one of them, the Zohar HaKadosh says, one of them, Rabbi Yossi, suddenly, for a moment, thought about something not related to Torah. Not a bad thought, but he for a moment, he took his mind off Torah. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, suddenly, out of the corner of his eye, he saw a snake start chasing him. Saw the snake, he started running. And he yelled out to his friend, "Do you see the snake?" The friend said, "No, I don't see it at all." So he understood instantly, that snake is coming for him. That snake is his personal messenger. So he ran and ran, and he fell, and he started bleeding, it says. He fell and started bleeding. And the Zohar HaKadosh says over there, he said afterwards that he understood that this happened because of the fact that he allowed himself for a moment to take his mind off Torah, off Hashem. Person says, you know, you hear what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here, and you say, get it, he's talking for Martians. You know, the Zohar HaKadosh shows clearly that there were people who this was normal for them. It was normal for them never to take their mind off Hashem and Torah and serving Hashem. And the second they did, it was considered so major an item that Rahman Slan, there was a zetz right away. A snake mamish came after him. Shezeo b'chinas hasoga samakifin kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says this concept of being able to understand that which you couldn't understand before, which a person is zoicha to by constantly yearning to Hashem and to Torah, that's called hasoga samakifin. And the more that a yid is zoicha to accomplish this again and again and again, to take items which he didn't understand and be zoicha to conquer them and be given the schus of understanding them, the more he does that, the more he binds together and merges together all the worlds. The koilel yoiser bechinas aye umole, and he brings together aye and mole, because ki mashe einoy masik hu bechinas aye bechinas mechomis, because that which a person can't understand at a certain point in time, at a certain point in his life, is called aye. That's his aye. That's his keser. That's his makif. Vishom hu etzloy lamalo mikol hashemois. And for him, that level, that item which he can't understand, is considered to be above all names of Hashem. Ki bechinas ayeh hu bechinas atik. Because another name for ayeh is atik, bechinas shoresh upnimius hakeser, which is called the innermost part of the keser, shehu lemalo mikol hashemos, which is above all names of Hashem, meaning it's a level that you can't put into any word. You can't even put it into a name. V'shom daika hu shoresh kol hashemos kiyodua. And yet, that is the source and the origin from which all names originate from. All names draw their power from this nameless place, this high, high level that is so high that it has no name. Umuvan b'kisvei Arizal, and it's brought in the Kisvei Arizal. I'm sorry, kiyodua umuvan b'kisvei Arizal, as is known and is explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'zehu malas minyan asoro, and this is the great significance of when 10 yidden get together to do a mitzvah. Ki akol be'asoro shchinta sharia, because whenever you have 10 people, a unit of 10, the shchina is present. And then you have the right to say an item of kedusha publicly, shehu la'orer ulahokitz yoiser ve'yoiser kol adorei malo v'hadorei mato sheyuchlo luyachad v'yikatshu shmoi barabim. When you're announcing a dovar shebikdusha, when you're saying a baruchu or a kaddish or any of those items which require a minyan, what you're doing is you're activating the Dore Malo and the Dore Mata and getting them to merge together to sanctify Hashem's name. Ki asoro klulim biyoiser mebchinas aye umole kanal. Because 10 encompasses aye and mole in a solid, solid way. Because we said aye is keser, mole, mole cholor is kvoido is malchus, and there are 10 levels between them. And then you have the ability to draw from Aye down to Maloi, which is itself an example of Hasoga Samakifin. Because Malchus is a Keli. We always refer to Malchus as a Keli, a Tzimtzum, something finite, something that can be measured. Whereas Keser is something immeasurable, infinite, that concept. So drawing from Keser into the Malchus, meaning from Aye into Meloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, is an example of Hasogas HaMakif. It's an example of taking something that you don't understand. The Keser is always the name given to that part of knowledge which you don't understand on a certain level, and bringing it into Malchus, which means bringing it to a level where you do understand it. Va'oz oilin kolechod ba'aliyos gedoilos. And when that happens, all of them receive a tremendous aliyah. V'chol ma'asha oilin yoyser v'yoyser, yecholin lohoyer lamato yoyser, lohoyer lechol adorei mato. And the more that they go up higher and higher, they have the ability to draw the light down, further down. Lohoyer lechol adorei mato hanemuchem v'yirudim yoyser v'yoyser, to draw to those people who are in a very low and fallen state. And to communicate to them that Hashem is still with them. Because the entire Hashem's covered is everywhere. Because when you have 10 yidden, they represent from the top type of yid down to the lowest type of yid, shelekulam tzrichim lohidia elokusoi, whereby it's our responsibility to broadcast to all of them, to inform all of them of Hashem, asher bakoil moshola, that Hashem rules everywhere. Shezeu bechinas mashem Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom shu ikro rebi shemeir hadas hazeh bekulam. And this is why we find Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the ultimate Rebbe, gathered together all of Klal Yisrael, all the different groups, all the different categories, and he said to them, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim, you are standing here today, Kulchem, all of you, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, you are standing before Hashem. Meaning he was broadcasting to every single yid You are standing before Hashem. And he listed over there 10 different groups. Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Vishavtechem, Kolish Yisrael. Tapchem, your small children, Neshechem, your women, Vegercho Hashem Bisharecho, your gerim, Mishoyev Meimecho, Mi Choyte Veitzecho, Ad Shoyev Meimecho, from the woodcutters to the water carriers. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, he lists there, Umoine Kol Hamadregois, he lists all 10 categories, Ad Mechoyte Veitzecho, Ad Shoyev Meimecho, till numbers 9 and 10 are the wood choppers and the water carriers. Sheheim Asoro Madregois. And if you count over there, you'll see there are exactly 10 different groups. Kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. Sheheim Klal Kol HaMadregos Meirosh Ad Sof. And those 10 encompass all of Klal Yisrael, from top to bottom. Umeir Bekulam, and Moshe Rabbeinu is broadcasting to all of them, Sheyedu Kulam, that they should all know, Sheadayin Hashem Imam, that Hashem is with them. Atem nitzovim hayoim lefnei Hashem lekechem. You're standing before Hashem, which means Hashem is with you, all of you. V'zeu b'chinas hachilek shebein hasogas mo shel hatzadik b'chinas Moshe lebein hasogas mo shel kol shel hamalochim dorei mala. And Rav Nosson Zal explains now, this is the difference between the hasoga of mo of the tzadik versus the hasoga of mo of the angels. Shehatzadik tzorich lohoyer bohem b'chinas mo shadayin ein yoidim klum, whereby the tzadik has a responsibility to shine into the malochim and into all of those people who are on a very high level to make them realize that they don't know anything yet. V'hadovar kosha l'chayro. Rav Nosson Zal says this seems to be very hard to understand. Haloi gam koidem shebo hatzadik v'her bohem hoyoimrim tomid ayim koim kivoidoi. Hold on a second. Before the tzaddik comes along and gives his lecture to the malachim and blows them away to the point where they're all asking, what, supposedly. Before that happens, what were the malachim doing before he came along? We're told that the malachim, what they say about Hashem is, Ayeb mekoyim kevoidoi. Kemoy shekosov, as we say in Keser, Meshor sov shoyalim zeloze, Ayeb. That this is, the angels realize that they're on that level, that they're saying ayay. As is brought in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Vim kain, maze shahatzadik meir bohem umoydiya lehem, shadayin einam yoidim bidiyosa yisborach. So if that's the case, what is the tzaddik adding to that? When you're telling me that one of the tzaddik's responsibilities is to inform those guys on the 600th floor that they don't know anything, but we're told that even before the tzaddik comes along, that's what they're going around and saying. We don't know anything. They're saying, Ayei mekoyim kevoidoi. Shezeo b'chinas mo. Haloi gam mitchilo. Hoidu bi'atzmam she'enam yoidim. V'amru ayei. Shu b'chinas mo kanal. The malachim were doing that already in the beginning by themselves. So what difference does it make after the tzaddik enlightens them? Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we said before, you'll understand the difference between the before and after. Ki hamalach nikro oimed. Malachim are called oimdim. Oimed means one who stands still. She'eino yochoy la'alos midarga ladarga kemuva. An angel usually does not have the ability to rise, to climb from level to level. He's stationary. Whereas a human being who is a Baal Bechira, when he is zoiche to withstand a test in this world, to pass a test, and thereby he becomes a tzaddik, because that's one of the definitions of tzaddik, a person who passes tests, he has the ability to climb from level to level, to the point where he has the ability to reach incredible high levels.